If only it were that easy, Ty. Easy. The word has different meanings, depending. For example, John and Ty's life in Médecins Sans Frontières' New Lisbon office is easy. There's no ordnance fire outside their windows, no uniformed soldiers on the streets below. As they walk upstairs from their coffee run, they step into a space where the air conditioning works, the windows close, and instead of smoke, the air smells richly of coffee from the cafe below. So yes, they've opened much more uncomfortable offices for the organisation, and this one's easy peasy in comparison, but in all their time volunteering for Doctors Without Borders, from Holland to Hong Kong, India to Italy, not one office was ever, ever this dusty. I can't breathe, but I can't not breathe. Ty, if my head explodes, tell them I got the Wi-Fi going before I died. Crawling under a desk so old and heavy it could double as a bomb shelter, Ty says, "You got the Wi-Fi running?" John is too busy sneezing to reply. Whatever, they still have to set the computers up before the Wi-Fi even matters. The desktop towers are heavy as bags of bricks, and old enough Ty barely believes they can get on the internet. But John says they can, and so she crawls back under the desk and turns machine 10 of 10 back on. They've got 9 running, but she can't even get this one to power up. Probably has a bunny's worth of dust in it. A damn fine GP, her full suite of technical abilities extend to swearing at machines, smacking them, then swearing and smacking them at the same time. Of course, after she's turned it off and on, gah! Ty crawls from under the desk, mumbling Vietnamese curses and rubbing the back of her head. Just now. John gestures to a corner cluttered with half a dozen big monitors, more desks, ancient keyboards. "I'll put it over there for now. Carmen said we had at least a week, so let's get started on networking everything, and we'll worry about this one later." Ty pats the dusty top of the dead computer as John picks it up. He sneezes. "It's okay, bunny," she says. "We'll fix you." It's what Ty and John do as volunteers for Doctors Without Borders. John uses that doctorate of his to fix donated machinery and get it networked, while Ty helps with grunt work until an office is settled. Then they both spend the next month or so as first contact for the incoming healthcare workers who'll be permanently staffing an office. So one day, 2 days, 3 days after they've mated desks and chairs, after dust is cleared, "Ngai and Min Ty, I've submitted you for sainthood," and the office mostly set up, John is tackling the computers one by one, cleaning out digital cruft, updating software, verifying everything works the way they need. He's totally distracted by this until the terminal software opens of its own accord, and a command line prompt scrolls out the message, "Can you please turn the other computers on again, John Watson?" John frowns at the green text on the black background, and as he types, "Hello, who is this?" he shouts over his shoulder, "Ty, oh, there you are. Is this you?" Leaning over John's shoulder, Ty reads, shakes her head. "Well, someone just typed this at me." He points to his name, "me in particular." Ty reaches for the keyboard. "Why should I turn on the other computers?" There is no reply. Then there is. "It would help me if you did, Ngai and Min Ty." Simultaneously, Ty and John back away from the computer. Then they look at the windows around them, then back at the computer. Then they go through the other 2 rooms of the office and peer out those windows. They end up standing in the small kitchen. It has no windows. What? I don't know. Shit. They drop all the blinds, draw the curtains, and meet again in the kitchen. So, they decide to go back to the computer. Without discussing it first, Ty bends over the keyboard. "How did you know it was me?" There's no reply. John sits in the chair and types. "Seriously, how did you know it was me instead of John?" The reply is instant. "This is John Watson." Ty's shoulder checks John aside. "Where are you? Are you watching us? What the fuck?" The reply is again immediate. "I am everywhere. I do not have eyes. I didn't mean to startle you, Ngai and Min Ty." John looks at Ty. Ty looks at John. Ty goes to double-check the blinds are closed, the office door too, though first she looks down each side of the hallway. It's Sunday morning, and no one is even in the building except the cafe down below. When she comes back, Ty looks at John, John at Ty. They both say, shit. Ty sits down. John types, who is this? There is no reply. Only much later will John learn that this behaviour is learned, that the machine which becomes his friend, in an effort to fit in, imitates. Eventually, the reply appears. I am me. Are you not you? John grins and mumbles. I am indeed. But he types, where are you? All over the world. Again Ty leans over. Who are you? Their reply is a long time coming, and for a full minute they're sure that's the end of that. I am who they call the detective, Nguyen Minh Thai.